Hi everybody. Since we learned that the prophetic timeline was going to be restored by means of a resetting of time, we've been attentive to how this kind of thing is presented in science fiction productions. Some of these dramatizations are more significant than others. The Star Trek series called Enterprise has some episodes that are notable, and we're going to play a couple of clips from season 4. For a while now, we've been pointing out how the producers of media use the elapsed time of the production to encode a potent layer of symbolism. This encoding in the presentation layer matches the occult symbolism we see and hear with the time when we experience it, according to the meaning of the numbers on the counter. It's a potent ritual and one that we've dedicated several videos to recently. The clips we're going to play are from the Star Trek Enterprise series, Stormfront 2, the second episode of Season 4. This was first broadcast almost 12 years ago in October of 2004. The Netflix player this was captured from features a countdown timer instead of the kind that begins at zero and counts up. The number 13 is featured, which means the mastery of time. Listen to what the alien Nazi SS officer says while the number 13 appears on the minutes digit of the countdown. When the count reaches 13:13, he will have just finished saying the meaning of the number 13, the mastery of time.
Our greatest scientist once said, "Every moment we live, we are moving through time. We've earned the right to choose which direction. The mastery of time has allowed us to perfect ourselves, to reach our full potential as a people, and to vanquish those who oppose us. There's just one last enemy to deal with. Soon, history will belong to us. We will stretch out our hands and mold it according to our will. Not even the gods of our ancestors could have imagined such power. My brothers, we are going home."
When the timer shows 13:13, he just finished saying the meaning of the number 13.
The mastery of time.
The producers know how to do ritual magic. The remarkable clip where the alien Nazi boasts of having the mastery of time extends into the minute where 12 appears on the counter, with the number 12 meaning time. When 12 minutes is displayed on this kind of counter, it's actually the 13th minute when you take into account how the minute's digit reads zero during the final 60 seconds. The Mandela effect comes to mind.
So, history will be long. We will stretch out our hands and mold it according to our will.
This is not fiction and not imaginary. It's our present reality. Nazis, have you been mindful of the 1488 neo-Nazi codes we've been putting on exhibit? The aliens are presented as reptilians from another planet who want to return to their home world. The reality pictured involves angelic beings, aliens to our realm, who were exiled from their former domain in the heavens as a consequence of their rebellion. They seek to return to the heavenly realm, supplanting those who exiled them.
Not even the gods of our ancestors could have imagined such power.
Where those gods failed, they expect to exploit the mastery of time to achieve victory. I find it amusing how they picture a failure to achieve their goal in the next clip. From later in the same episode, a resetting of time is dramatized, the restoration of a timeline uncontaminated by the manipulations of the alien Nazis. Much of this scene takes place during another 13 signaling time. It's the 39th minute from the beginning, with 39 being 13 times 3, the complete mastery of time. You can see the time counting off from the beginning as I hover the cursor over the counter slider bar.
Destiny.
I can see it. Take it out.
Oh. quite a sight. The timeline's resetting itself. You did it. Bossk is dead. He didn't make it back. All of the damage he caused, it never happened.
And you're here to give me a pat on the back.
In a way.
Well, I don't want it. I want you to leave me and my crew alone. We're done with you and your damn temporal Cold War.
It's coming to an end because of what you did. You have no idea how many lives you've saved.
I'll take your word for it. Just send us home.
It's almost ready. Goodbye, Jonathan. Captain. It's been a privilege.
In reality, like what's been dramatized in that clip, time will be reset. We don't know when, but the prophetic timeline will be restored. God is sovereign and he's appointed it. His adversary, the devil, has many more victories ahead of him, but the sovereign God knows the end from the beginning. He allows time itself to be manipulated and heavenly domains to be trashed. The Bible, we remember, tells the story, the true story. As promised, every jot and tittle will be fulfilled to his glory.